American Weekend. America. Call Sabatino with Roland Smith, and this is Smith Sabatino. Thank you all for joining in, Roland, please.
Well, our guest right now is John Hovat II. He is a major financial, well, he says there's a major financial storm brewing on the horizon. It's a socioeconomic issue. He is a scholar on that particular subject, and he has written many great reports on the financial situations that we know are going on in this country at the moment. I mean, he says the same old signs are there. Debt levels remain high everywhere, encouraged by low interest rates. Dangerous new asset bubbles are forming, and he is on the line right now. And what are some of those dangerous new levels, Mr. Hovat?
Well, there was just a report that just came out by the Bank of International Settlements in Switzerland. And these are the big bankers. These are the central bankers. And I was very surprised by the report because this isn't just the naysayers that are on the fringe. They know what's going on. And they're talking about how we really haven't learned too much from the 2008 subprime mortgage crisis. That debt levels and debt ratios, especially among developed countries and now also in the developing countries, are extremely high, and it's a very fragile and volatile situation.
Well, what's the root cause, is if there in fact is one?
Well, I call it I wrote a book called Return to Order, and it deals with that, and I call it frenetic intemperance. It's this idea that you have to have everything now, instantly, regardless of the consequence. And they not think in long term, but only in the short term. And I think this creates an imbalance in economy, and it's really a moral problem, not necessarily an economic one.
Well, you know, recently the Bank of America was fined, I think it was $17 billion for some of their complicities in the past problems that we've had economically.
Right. Yeah.
Are there culpable individuals involved in these latest economic developments?
Well, I'm sure you could narrow them down, or at least get some make some kind of settlements like that. But I think it's largely a culture of unrestraint that has just taken hold in certain sectors of our economy. So you have investors that just are throwing caution to the wind. They're going after yields, and they just say, "Well, I really don't have that much to lose with interest rates so low. I'll just go for it."
Mr. Hovat called Sabatino. I'm wondering, over the course of the last, not just since 2008 with the recent recession crisis that hit us, is there a general trend here that's developed, let's say over the last 25 years or so, that shows that from an economic perspective that we've drifted into this particular kind of both buying habits and spending habits and saving patterns, and the question of free and available credit. Is there a shift towards more of this, less of this, or are we going to be going down this road till the next crisis?
Yeah, it's a very interesting question. 25 years, I would go back farther. If you study the modern economy, which begins almost in the 19th century in the Industrial Revolution, you see this trend develop very slowly. Today, it's accelerated immensely. But if you look at a lot of the macroeconomic models that were in place then, it is an up and down thing in balance. But these last 50 years, these last 25 years. I mean, it just really goes beyond anything we've seen before.
But the latest numbers, and I use that term euphemistically sometimes, for those of us who've been in the research side of the business, the latest numbers indicate, and from a macroeconomic basis, that in general the world is directing itself towards a more viable open economy, which will allow for this kind of, shall we say, large-scale speculation on both real estate and properties and gold and commodities and all the rest. Is that not a good thing? Because some of our listeners were going to get confused by this. They're being told this is a good thing, that open trade, the world, as the commodities begin to open up into the broad spectrum of being being able to deal across the board from Asia to Africa to the United States or North and South America. Is that not a good thing? Are we not going to have these kinds of speculative movements in personal and institutional monies?
Well, I mean, I'm all for open markets and free markets, but a lot of times there are inherent factors that don't play on a level playing field. And, you know, that if everybody was really good and fair and honest, sure, it would work really well. But there are a lot of players out there that just really throw things out of balance. China comes into mind. You know, China is just, this latest report by the Bank of International Settlements say, well, it looks like it's coming. It's going to have a hard landing. And when China comes down hard, everybody's going to come down hard.
Yeah, but the Chinese, and this is the question, and we have about 5 minutes, but my point is China's been told this for the last 20 years. They've been informed. They've been quietly nudged by the United States and other Western European powers have been told them, quite frankly, what you're attempting to do, like the cities with these 60 or 70 empty towers but nobody in them, and I've been there, and there's nobody in them. They're literally empty. There's malls that have been built with nothing happening. Is that part of what you are referring to in terms of this economic scheme? Is it both governmental and personal?
Yeah, I would definitely say it would be both governmental and consumer and everything. You know, it just enters into this culture of unrestraint, this frenetic intemperance that, you know, wants instant results. And, you know, it's at times you need a real jarring to get the people's attention and do something about it.
What is the BIS's latest report that indicates that there's trouble ahead?
Well, they say there's debt is very high. Debt in the developing countries is high. Banks should be raising more capital as cushions against risk. Large companies should be looking for ways to add to productive capacity, and they're just buying up, buying back shares, and going into mergers. A lot of these things, you know, they called it, we can't just sprinkle the fairy dust of illusory riches anymore. We need to really look seriously at what's happening in our economy.
Two questions for you. Have we learned anything from the last economic collapse? And if so, have you detailed that in your book, Return to Order?
Well, I think there was a sort of a little learning curve there, a little learning that was in place after the crisis. Some people did change their ways, but not enough. We're back up to I think, $13, $14 trillion in household debt again. And again, I think, as I mentioned in my book, I think it is a moral problem where people aren't looking or caring about the future. They're not, they don't want to commit themselves to family, faith, and community, things that naturally are regulating influences on economic decisions. They just simply don't care what happens to others and indulge for the frenetic intemperance of the moment.
Are you talking about the individual household that should have this kind of concern, or are you talking about an institutional concern?
Well, obviously, I think it can be. It should begin in the individual. I mean, that's the easiest way to implement that. People can look at their own lives, and I mentioned that in my book, to look at your own lives and see where you can rein in this lack of restraint. But it should also be part of public policy. I think it should be part of public policy. And when things do get bad, it becomes part of public policy, almost out of necessity.
Hmm. Mr. Hovatt, a closing thought from you.
Well, you know, I just think we need to get over our optimism. We need to really think in terms of what's happening in our economy. And I would encourage. I talk to a lot of financial people and bankers, and, you know, say, well, let's try to rein in this unrestraint that has caused so many problems. Let's you know, do what we can in this regard. It is, I think, a major problem.
If somebody wants to read more about what we've discussed today, your book, Return to Order, would have that kind of information in it at the moment?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's Return to Order, and we have a website, www.returntoorder.org, and it discusses a lot of these problems, as well as gives a historic perspective. as well.
And it's understandable to the everyday household that wants to try to deal with financial situations as best they possibly can.
Yeah, I tell people you don't have to be an economist to understand it. I'm not an economist, but I do analyze and look at trends, and so it's written in layman's language.
Are you a pessimist or an optimist?
I'm more of a realist. I think it can go either way. It depends on what course we take. And I think we need to return to order. That's the whole idea.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Horvat, for talking with us today about this. And I suggest people get the book, Return to Order. Appreciate your conversation today.
That sounds great. It's been great being on the show.
Be well. Thank you.
Thank you. That's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. I have a lot. We'll get him back again. That's good stuff. Return to Order, John Horvat. Do get that book. Call Sabatino, Roland Smith. Thank you so much. Until next time.
America Weekend. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.